What about thick, sour milk that you keep on hand, maybe? What would you call that?
It's not good. It's not good to cook with if it's too sour. Mm-hmm. And we used to keep ours in the well, tied in a jug and put it down in the well.
That'd keep it cold.
Mm-hmm. And we'd throw it out when we got rid of it.
And what kind of cheese? Did you ever make any homemade cheese from clabber milk? You ever make a cottage cheese, anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the first thing you do after you with the milk, after you milk the cows? You pour it through?
Strain it.
All right. And what about, what's something that is a dessert that's made from apples, different kinds of desserts you make from apples?
Apples.
Don't make apples things. Do you ever remember
I used to make apple parish. What you call it? Apple. No, pear relish. I used to make apple relish now when we was on the farm. So.
That was to eat with meat.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't make anything.
You made pies. You make puffs out of pies. And I used to dry apples and peaches too. And I made puffs.
How is an apple puff, man?
I used to call them apple puffs.
Uh-huh. Did you use something poured over that?
No, you had to boil them. You put them out and dry them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them good and dry, and then you put them up and whenever you want to cook some, take them out and boil them. Put your sugar in there and get them good and stiff and cook them. It's good.
And you cook them in a pastry as you have done?
Yeah, you cook them just like you do now. You know, just roll the dough out and put them in there and fry them.
If somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, he really likes to put away his, talking about somebody that really does eat a lot, he really likes to put away the
food.
Okay. Did you ever say vittles?
Sometimes I do.
What about a sweet liquid that you might make with sugar and milk or cream, maybe nutmeg, that you might pour over dessert or pie? Did you ever make something like that? What about,
I tell you, I haven't baked a cake, I bet you, in 20 years.
Yeah.
The children's all been gone, and my daughter and Nana's, every time she comes, she brings me cake and things like that. So, my neighbors, they bring me cakes and things, so I don't have to cook much.
What do you call food that you take in between regular meals? So you may sit down and just have just a little bit of something.
Sandwich.
Okay. Oh, would you ever say just a bite or a snack, or you ever say piecing?
I'm eating crackers now, sweet crackers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When do you have your meals? How do you say, like every morning at 7 o'clock? Or?
I get up every morning at 6 or 7 o'clock, I eat my breakfast, and at 11 o'clock I eat my dinner, and 5 o'clock I eat my supper.
Okay,
got any people living around here but some nieces.
All right. Generally, what drink do you have with breakfast?
Coffee. Nothing but black coffee.
Oh, yeah. And if you're out working in the yard when you get thirsty, you may come in and have a
Coke.
Okay. Or sometimes just all you want is just plain
water.
And if you do, you drink it out of a, drink water out of a
glass. I drink chocolate milk after breakfast every morning. While I get weak, you know, that's the only way I can get any strength to get started is some chocolate milk.
Well, that's good, too.
But I drink that out of a glass.
And if you drop a glass, why, it may
spoil everything.
Right. And what may happen to the glass itself? It may fall to pieces. You say, oh, look, that glass
gone.
It.
But I need to throw some of them away.